Oh, he's something, isn't he?
Oh, he is, Bluebeard.
Yeah.
Bluebeard.
There's another song about the Countess Zaleska. So again, you know, make sure you come on Saturday, and then we'll be touring. We'll be in Montreal, Canada. We'll be in Burlington. We'll be in the Northampton area. We'll be in New York City. We'll be in Providence.
Forget to die again.
And again.
And again.
Deirdre, is anything you'd like to add or take away?
Take away? Take it away to the next song?
I guess. This next song's about Renfield.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, Renfield, he's so misunderstood. Poor darling. Well, this was our last song, and this is a song about that time when you're just left to your own devices, so you watch your own favorite shows, or you read a book, or, you know, you realize that everyone you know is at something and you're not invited.
I'll be watching Ned Harper, and I'll be listening to Rupert Jones. Maybe I'll double my creature feature. I'm here with Doctor Who. Again. Oh, I want Mulder to believe in me as much as he wants to. And I like to dream of Jeannie every Sunday. And I think I'm going to marry Walter White soon. Want to move on up next to George and Wheezy. Oh, I'll be watching Nell Harper, and I'll be listening to Rupert Giles. Maybe I'll double my creature feature. I'm here with Doctor Who if you need me again. Why? But Spock here's for you this Christmas. To see Andorra's outfit, and I think that Jon Snow should ride on my boat, and how I wish to sing around the solid gold dancers. Wash the windows. Roses. When Mad Men is on, well, you need to shut your mouth. I listen to everything that Mrs. Garrett ever told us. I have my TV. Keep me company. I'll be watching Nell Harper, and I'll be listening to Rupert Giles. Maybe I'll double my creature feature. I'm here with Doctor Who. Again, yes, I'll be watching Nell Harper, and I'll be listening to Rupert Giles. Maybe I'll double my creature feature. I'm here on Perfect if you need me again. If you need me again, if you need me again. Oh, it's been divine. I bid you welcome. Good evening, Maxi Borku. Oh, I never did it the way you want me, sweetie darling. Good night.
Thank you. We would like to say thank you to Joel and to Phil and
thank
to
so
On
much.
The Town, Mikey D. Thank you so much for listening. Deirdre, anything?
Just a thank you. Thank you very much for listening and
Deirdre,
for having us.
Pick this up.
Deirdre, would you pick this up?
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you to Daniel Ouellette and Deirdre. We'll talk to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, let's get right back into the tunes. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Voices fade. There's a kindness found in the mess we made.
WMFO. That is Best Not Broken. The song is called Brain. Yes. And we have some guests in here. You guys are really quick. Because usually you cut a little couple of promos in Studio D and then come over here. And
oh,
you were here in like 90 seconds. What was up with that?
We were kindly told to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sorry. We didn't hear you there.
We were told to leave.
They were told to leave.
No. No, just kidding.
No. So I don't know. I don't know because you were setting up and everything. I did make note that Studio D went dark.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime around the first hour of the show, and since we don't have a web show component to this. Explain what happened in Studio D.
Well, we had a thunderstorm. It's yes, part of our live show.
Okay. And we brought a thunderstorm with us. There was lightning, thunder, and lights. We did not bring the videos. The thunderstorm.
We can only play on dark and rainy nights.
That's true.
So yeah. Is that what's going to... Are you going to make it rain on Saturday?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh.
Please.
Well, I got to say, and as you know, one of our DJs, Pam, is a huge fan of yours, and she is definitely going to be there. And they are in for a treat, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I myself have played there almost every October for the past 7 years, I think.
Where is it again?
It's at the Gulu Gulu in Salem.
Okay.
Yeah. At 9 p.m.
And it will be, we're going to open up with our set that we just played, the Countess Aleska. And then we have a set of a band who's visiting from Baltimore called Fun Never Starts. And they play like electronic music.
Okay. So this is, all right. Similar.
And then the last hour, Deirdre and I and another musician named Mark, who is going to play percussion, we're going to do a set of the Shobijan songs or some of my solo songs.
Okay.
So it's going to be the two of us to start, then this other band, and then the two of us and Mark to finish.
Okay. Are you ready for double duty like that?
Oh, sure. I've got that little space in the middle. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
I can take a nap.
Nap in the Gulu Gulu?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Is that even remotely possible?
No, actually, I wouldn't take a nap because my friends are playing.
Yeah.
But yet, you mentioned an album. Is it out yet, or is it coming?
Yes, it came out yes the day before yesterday, October 1st. It's called There Are Such Things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tell us more.
It's available on CD Baby and on our website, thecountessdeleska.com.
And on Bandcamp.
Yes.
iTunes, Amazon, you can get it in any of those places. And it is, 11 songs? 11 songs we've written together. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit different for me normally.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
Most of the time I've written by myself. I actually have written songs, actually with my friend Scott that you know.
Yes,
Scott
Harrison. Yes.
We've written songs before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time that I and she and I have worked together to write songs.
Yeah.
It's different in the sense that
I was going to say this is a lot more. I don't want to say catchier because your Shobijan stuff is very catchy in a very almost cabaret kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely more beat oriented and almost accessibly danceable. what about this collaboration did that direction kind of how did that direction get inspired?
Well, we didn't know what we were going to sound like when we started writing together, but I'm a bass player. That's all I do, pretty much. And so that's how it became so rhythm-heavy for the most part.
Okay.
And so...
Yeah, that was sort of the base of it, to revolve around beat, percussion, and bass, and voice. So,
okay.
So most of the songs are just those three things, beat, and bass. And then we started working with different sound waves and sound bites, and I recorded my dog and put her in a song.
She's lovely.
Yeah, she is. She's always got something to say.
Of course. Dogs always do.
Yes, yes. And her, she's a border collie, so everything has to be in order, and when it's not, she tells you. She certainly tells you. But so that was really the direction, is to write some songs that revolved around beat and revolved around bass. There's one particular song, La Calavera, the one that we were singing as sort of a duet in unison, where I actually had built what's called a tong drum, a wooden drum. So that's what you're hearing me play in the song, is it's a wooden drum made out of, I think it's, I made that one out of oak. But you can make it out of almost any wood and get tones out of it. So so there was that, and then we did a little bit of, you know, synth manipulation and worked with that sort of thing, and... Then I played some percussions, and then I programmed the drum machine. And we both wrote lyrics. Sometimes we would each write lyrics sort of separately, and then we'd bring them together. And there was one particular song, the last song that we sang, the one about the television and being alone and, you know, not being invited, but whatever.
I mean, you wrote a song about Renfield, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But that particular song, we each wrote a line, but we wouldn't let each other see it until the very end.
So we brought the song together, and that's why when we're talking about different things of television, of pop culture, one line reflects something that Deirdre would watch or enjoyed, and the next line is something that I would enjoy and watch. So that's why we have a song that sings about, you know, what,
Mrs. Garrett.
Mrs. Garrett and the and Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Right, and Mad Men
and the, you know, the Addams Family. Solid Gold and the X-Files. Because they go together so nicely.
Yes, they do.
Classic TV.
Exactly.
Yes, they do. And I gotta say, I mean, I know the last couple of appearances, Pam has been here, and you've been on other shows on WMFO in the past with, I believe you were on The Lounge of Denny.
I was, yeah.
Your appearances always come with props, and I mean...
Yeah,
this is the only thing I could show that there's props. Mm-hmm. I mean, you basically gave me almost like a cheerleader baton.
Yeah, it's a witchy broom.
Witchy bro. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hold it up this way and look and see. No, the other way. Hold it up. Yes, more. One more. Yeah, just like that. See?
There you go.
Hang it from the ceiling or...
Yes. Yeah, now we definitely need a webcam component to your appearances here.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, because you've been up here for almost every one of your solo records.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so we love our roulette.
Thank you.
So.
And you were here, right,
with Anarchangel a while ago.
A while ago. Yeah.
So you have history here.
A little bit of history, yeah.
But this is good. So the album just came out. Did you time it for October 1st?
We love October.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be more quaint if it was a little later in October?
Well, but it gives a little time to get for people to get into the music.
Okay,
you know, if you came out with the Countess Zaleska on October 30th, you know, you're dead by the Day of the Dead, which is 2 days later.
That is true. Yeah.
So it's Christmas right after that.
Oh, it's already Christmas in some places.
Yeah.
Damn,
Santa. Are you kidding? It was Christmas about 6 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, if you've been to Michael's or anything.
If you've been to any big box retail store, the Christmas stuff came out in late July.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, those of us who have worked in retail.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah. I've been there. I've watched it. I've whined.
I've been
they
fired
laugh.
From retail. Many, many
Good
times.
Good job.
Yes.
Yeah, so have I. Mostly for complaining about Christmas starting in July. Now, I mean, before you know it, it's going to be New Year's and new Christmas stuff is going to come up, and everyone's going to say, wait, didn't we just have Christmas? No, this is for next year.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I should let you get your break down your equipments and all that stuff.
Okay.
So let's take it home with the show this Saturday.
Yeah. So this Saturday, at the Gulu Gulu in Salem, it will be the Countess Zaleska along with Fun Never Starts, and then closing with Daniel Led in the Show Region, 9 p.m., all ages, so you can bring your mother, you can bring your children, you can bring somebody else's mother.
Which that's more likely to happen.
More likely.
Yeah.
There's no entrance fee, and then from there, we head off to other countries, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we go to Canada, and then Vermont, and New York City, and Rhode Island, and we're just going around in a little circle for the whole week.
Nice.
Yeah. So thank you so much for having us.
But it's good that you have a record to promote, because, you know, going up to Montreal and back down would seem so silly if you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose.
But then again, I mean, you do travel to collect the props, correct?
Well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I must admit, while you guys were playing, because, you know, it's so beat, it's kind of...
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah.
Just to kind of add this. I mean, it does not sound like a kind of a pom-pom.
No. No, but it's
almost like a staticky record.
Yeah, or a fire.
Oh,
or
yeah,
fire.
I like fire.
Yeah, I like fire.
There's more pop. Pop.
True. Although fire's good. Well, bread is good.
Fire bad.
Yeah, something like that.
But no, thank you for the props. I did take a photo, which I will post on the the Tom and Mikey D page on what I actually did with the prop.
Oh, I can't wait! I can't wait.
Oh, wow! You're so gonna be disappointed. Anyway, but thank you so much for your latest appearance. How many is this now? I remember at least five.
It's got to be about five. Maybe. No.
I mean, you've done Danny at least once.
Yeah. No, I was on his show like maybe two or three times.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. And then I've been on here for, there was one, two.
But this is your first time as the Countess Zaleska.
Yes.
Five. This is the first time as the Countess Zaleska.
And I was going to ask about that because,
go ahead.
Countess Zaleska could have been just you.
Could have been, but
there's so much more.
Yeah.
Who is she? Who is the Countess?
She's Dracula's daughter. So after the 1934 Dracula film, there's a sequel right after that in which Dracula's daughter dealt with her father's death.
Right.
And the turmoil of being a vampire who doesn't want to be a vampire.
No, right. There was a little, there was a family disturbance, and he died, and she burnt his body, so. Yeah. So, in 1936, there was the sequel. And what's really sad about the Countess Zaleska is, and it's, she's beautifully played by Gloria Holden, but what's really sad is that she's always left out of the monster movie posters. And I think that's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. So we wanted to honor her because she really...
So was this film kind of underground or was it relatively well known?
It was the Universal Pictures film, but it didn't ignite the box office. Because
I gotta say, I mean, I'm not as in tune to the Halloween type thing that you are clearly a huge fan of.
Especially her.
Especially... Yeah. Especially Deirdre.
Yep.
But, and I'm not entirely familiar with the horror movie as a genre.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, while I am familiar with Dracula, I had no idea about the daughter.
Yeah. He has a son, too, I think.
Oh, yes. There's a son.
Okay.
That he's played by Lon Chaney Jr. But Dracula's daughter was the direct follow-up to it. And she's great. We like her a lot.
To have a strong female lead in a horror movie back in the 1930s was innovative.
Or even now.
You still don't get that now.
No.
Yeah. And she's a complex character and...
No, that would never fly now.
Lines. Yeah, no. She has more than two lines and they're not all about guys.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, that would never fly now.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, no.
And that's why that would be
the type of thing that would run for 1 week at the Kendall.
It would ruin people's childhoods.
Yeah. But anyhow, now that we've gone totally just depressing.
Yeah, let's not be.
Let's
no.
Come and see us Saturday.
Yes, at the Gulu Gulu.
Go listen to our music. There's a music video for every song.
There'll be witchy brooms.
Ooh.
Yeah, there'll be witchy brooms.
There will be witchy brooms.
There'll be witchy brooms and...
And bonus beards. Points if anybody can...
Yeah.
Yep.
There do everything to the
you
beat.
You can go along with it. Yeah. Yep.
Jingle bells. Sure.
Oh, you're bringing jingle bells.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of things going on. Thunderstorms.
Well, you see, I can understand that, but jingle bells...
Well, you've seen Daniel's shows before. Whenever Daniel's involved in something, it's very audience participation driven. People get involved.
So it's because of the prompt. So we overlapped that element on our show.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the album is out now. It's on the Bandcamp. We love the Bandcamp here at On the Tell with Mikey D. And go to the show at the Gulu.
Yes.
Saturday. That is October 6th. Mm-hmm. Doors are way in.
At 9 p.m., the show starts.
Okay.
So you can come anytime before then. There's no admission. all ages.
Okay. And it is book. The Countess Zaleska.
Mm-hmm. Fun Never Starts.
Fun Never Starts.
And Daniel Ouellette and the Show Legion.
All right.
Merci beaucoup.
All right.
Thank you.
Look forward to all of that.
Yeah.
And this is totally just satisfying my fidgety nature.
Great. That's wonderful.
It's a pleasant sound. Very
Producer
nice sound.
Joel's going to have my head on a platter for this. But anyway.
Can we put that in a video?
Heads on platters? We don't have any heads on platters yet.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So now it's going to be a discussion.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
And
thank you for listening, everyone.
Yes. All right. Thank you again. I'll let you break down.
Okay.
We've stalled enough.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Here is some Noise Cat, 91.5 WMFO. Oh.
Through the window, some keep getting pressed around. We're someone we Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Listening to On the Tone, Mikey D, that was the Red Telephone. Just feel like listening to Red Telephone. That's the beauty of On the Tone, Mikey D. It's all Boston and New England music, and it's all wonderful. Thank you again to Daniel Ouellette and Deirdre of the Countess Valeska for performing. They will be at the Gulu Gulu Cafe on Saturday. All right. So I'm going to close out the show with a classic. So have a great week. We'll be back next week. Pam will be here. Madam Bruja will be in Studio D. We look forward to hearing from you. And check out the Facebook page On the Tone with Mikey D. There is information on submitting music to us. Digitally, physically, emotionally, we want it. Anyway, this is going back a ways, almost 25 years, I believe. This is Letters to Cleo. Yeah. Love this song. See you next time.